Now, verse 26 is a verse that makes your hair stand on end. It's a rather frightful verse in many ways, and yet it's a warning. You see, it's one of the many danger signals that God has put up, the peril of despising. And frankly, it is a verse that I personally feel like we ought to emphasize it more today. I'm going to read it now. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I think we emphasized before what Simon Peter said in 2 Peter 2:21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, this is a warning he gives to these Hebrew believers because many of them were continuing to go to the temple, and some were actually offering sacrifice there. They were keeping up a front that they were still under the Mosaic law. And in so doing, they were making it also clear that the sacrifice of Christ was meaningless to them, because to continue to offer these sacrifices, the sacrifices pointed to Christ. And now that he's come, it's all fulfilled. And what before was commanded now becomes sinning willfully, because you know now that this sacrifice is fulfilled in Christ. But to continue to go on is a frightful, it's a terrible thing. It's to act as if the Lord Jesus has not come. It is to act as if this temple sacrifice is going on forever, and you can't look to the temple anymore, because there's no more sacrifice for sin, no more sin offering for them. Because, you see, they had gone each year, or at least that, and some many, many times during the year. Each time they'd sin, they could bring a sacrifice. Can't do that anymore, because Christ now has come, and you have to look to him. And that is the thing that is important. The Word of God is very expressive in this connection for these people who had heard the way of righteousness to reject God's Son. It's a certain, fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. That is a tremendous thing. It is something that, as I've said, would cause your hair to stand on end. Now, I want to note something specifically here. When he says that we sin willfully, actually, it means to go on sinning willfully. And to offer the sacrifices is just to continue to go on sinning willfully. It doesn't mean they've committed or are responsible for committing the unpardonable sin. It's actually an attitude toward the Word of God that God calls willful rebellion. There's no more sacrifice in the Old Testament or the New Testament now for presumptuous sins. This is very important to see, friends, and we are emphasizing that. Now he goes on to say here that this is just a certain fearful looking for of judgment. You see, there's nothing between the cross of Christ and the coming of Christ but judgment, that's all. He's not going to do anything else. He's not going to die again. It's not necessary for him to. And now it becomes willful rebellion or disobedience on the part of those that would continue to go on with the temple worship and offering of sacrifices.